sports, politics, life. Amazing Garage Floors presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues online at AmazingGarageFloors.net.
I was really going to let this one go because I feel like it was just too easy and too lazy of a story to spend a lot of time with on the podcast. We wrote about it last Saturday in the Patron Post that Oak Park High School in North Kansas City School District queened a king homecoming queen. Yes, a boy, a trans, a biological male, became homecoming queen at Oak Park High School. And I put it in the Patron Post. We wrote it in the newsletter, and I thought, no, we're going to do it. We did a lot of sports, obviously, on the podcast on Monday after the weekend. And I was going to let this sleeping dog lie because it just seemed like too easy of a target, a little bit lazy to get involved and delve deep into it. And for the most part, we're talking about minors here. Obviously, some of these high school students can be 18 years old, and they would be adults at that point and not minors. But I guess being a minor is sort of the whole thing here. It's the whole point of the trans thing. You know, should we be allowing minors to do this? Should we be allowing them to disrupt our public schools? Should we be allowing doctors to perform surgeries on these kids because their adult parents have made a decision for them that it's okay? We have all kinds of trans around the country who have switched back and said, boy, it was a mistake. Having the surgery was a disaster. I can never take it back. All these other things. So we're not going to get deep into that. But what happened was, in learning that Oak Park High School queened a biological male for homecoming, I put it in the post. I mentioned it off, and I'm like, okay, this happened here. It must happen other places. It's sort of become kind of a national story now. Not a big one, but a bit of a national story that a high school in Missouri has done this. And as more and more people have looked into it, and different websites have seen that this occurred in Kansas City at Oak Park High School, now it's being reported this is the second time this has happened, that it may have happened 7 years ago. I saw a report at the Gateway Pundit. There are other sites, Daily Caller, that have done it. And they went back into the archives of local news channels and have found television reports from 7 years ago that this happened then as well. So now to me, the story becomes a story because it's no longer about a biological male becoming the homecoming queen at Oak Park. It's happened twice. Now the story is, what's going on at Oak Park? What's going on in the North Kansas City School District? I took this as a one-off. In fact, I wrote in the Patrons Post on Saturday that I think this was a prank. This sounds to me like a bunch of masculine boys that were allowed to vote for a homecoming queen, and they thought it'd be funny to throw a wrench in this thing and vote for the boy. Because that's what we would have done in high school. We'd have been like, hey, let's make a mockery of this thing. Let's make a joke out of it. Let's go ahead and vote for, if they're going to put the boy up for homecoming queen, let's make sure the boy wins. I don't think the other girls had a chance. I think it was boy votes that put this boy over the top for homecoming queen. And I could see a whole bunch of jocks, athletes, snarky guys, maybe even conservatives that would say, let's make a joke out of this thing and let's have him win. That's what I thought happened. Until I've read, it's happened twice in 7 years. And now we have to ask ourselves, what's going on at this high school? Who's pushing this agenda? How is this happening? Is this such a leftist high school that this is the fabric and the culture of the school? That this is what is glorified, that this is what you're supposed to be as a 16 or 17-year-old or 18-year-old with a vote in a homecoming election, this is what you're supposed to be. You've been indoctrinated. You're supposed to be open, and you're not a transphobe. If you vote for this boy to be homecoming queen, you're a better person than somebody that would clearly that would vote for these pretty girls over here. And the pictures that I saw from this thing, there were some pretty girls that looked like pageant girls standing up there that look like they've worked really hard to be the queen on the stage and do all this other stuff. And it's just a joke. The boy dressed as a girl looked like a rocker from an 80s hair band. And now I'm really worried about Oak Park High School because this is twice, according to reports. Crazy times we are living in. I had anticipated leading today with the missing F-35 jet that is now a debris field in South Carolina, according to reports. Look, we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars on a war in Ukraine. We waste money right and left. This is $83 million down the toilet. The pilot ejected. Apparently, he's fine. Nobody knows yet why the pilot ejected or why it was left on autopilot or any of these other things. Why he didn't simply fly out over the ocean and down. Nobody knows. But this really falls into a category of things that have happened in the United States since Joe Biden was president, that they like to use the word mishap. When they say mishap, you know, what Democrats always want you to think is there's some sort of a human error involved here, that there was something tragic, you know, somebody was dealing with something, and these things are unavoidable because, you know, we humans are flawed, and so this occurred. I don't know what a mishap is. I don't know what this is. It clearly wasn't destined to crash, or it would have been reported as such. He ejected from a jet whose engines had failed and was going to the ground. They were literally trying to find the jet. They don't know where it went. How is that possible? They couldn't find it. They searched. The best line I saw on Twitter was, they'd know exactly where this jet was if Donald Trump had stored any documents in the jet. They would have found it immediately. And I believe that. This is one of those stories that you just step away from a little bit and you go, okay, I don't know what happened, but I see what's happening in the reporting on this story. It's the typical Democrat playbook. It's what you don't know. Why is it quiet? Why don't we know? How can it be possible? It's been 48 hours at the time of this recording. How is it possible? We have an $83 million fighter jet on our home soil, an American pilot, a Marine, I think it was a Marine plane, an American pilot ejected from that, and we have no details of what the hell happened. That never happens. I mean, like, immediately when these things happen out in California or wherever, like, oh, pilots were doing a training mission and had to eject when an engine failed or they lost cabin pressure or something like that and the plane crashed, whatever, the pilots are fine. Like, we learned that within an hour. This, nobody knows what happened with this jet. And it's now part of a debris field. I'm only going to have one take on this jet because I hate these stories. I love our military personnel. I'm proud of our jets. I love our pilots. The only take I have on this right now is the Dems are covering something up. Either the military, the woke people in the military, or the Biden administration or the White House, they don't want you to know something about this. These things are easy to spot. It's been 48 hours. And they act like they didn't know where the plane was. Anybody believe that? That there's no, you know, they record radar. Is a plane on radar? Is there a report back to the airbase? Here's where I am. It was at this place when we lost contact and presumed to be down there. The whole thing is preposterous. So when that happens, I don't trust my government. I don't. And I wouldn't trust my government if Trump was in charge right now and they were saying they don't know what happened. I'd be like, uh-oh, this isn't going to be good. It's going to look bad for the people in charge. It's going to look bad for the politicians. It's going to look bad for everybody. But they always say, oh, it's a mishap. Of course it was a mishap. But why are they keeping it quiet? This is the same grift that they always do. Of course, they don't want you to focus on the fact that it is an $83 million loss, which is not insignificant. In the grand scheme of things with our government, our bloated government, budget and deficit, it's not that much, but it's a lot of money. It's $83 million. It's gone. But what do they care on that side? They have an agenda. They have things they want to have done. They want more money for Ukraine. Ted Cruz is blasting the Biden administration. He's asking for $24 billion more for Ukraine while giving $6 billion to Iran, which undoubtedly will build drones to give to Russia. Or $6 billion to come up with ways to terrorize and kill Americans. Either way, he's right. Ted Cruz is saying Joe Biden is now funding both sides of the war. He wants $24 billion more for Ukraine and $6 billion he unlocked in a prisoner swap and just gave it to Iran, which funds the other side. Ted Cruz simply pointing out the obvious here. At the same time, it's falling apart for the war in Ukraine. American support is cratering for this war. People are getting smart. They're figuring this out. I played in a golf tournament yesterday. Dr. Jeremy Fry has played for several years in the Chiefs Ambassadors golf tournament. It was at Canyon Farms in Lenexa. He invited me to be his guest. A couple of other dentists played in the group, and they were great. And this, the Ukraine thing came up at one point. They were making jokes about the money that gets spent and how it's just, it's got to end. And these folks were all like-minded dudes, like the government spends too much money. We spend it on things we shouldn't be spending it on. And it's our money. And if it isn't directly our money, it goes to the deficit, which keeps us down, which keeps our country from thriving. So we were all against funding this stuff, right? Like we've learned now that Ukraine is not a democracy. This little man's a dictator. He has jailed his political opponents, which is what Biden's trying to do. It's the same thing. He has jailed his political opponents and canceled elections. So we're at war, we can't have elections. What kind of democracy cancels elections? That's not a democracy. You don't cancel elections. This guy is a tyrant. Zelensky, Volodymyr Zelensky, is a tyrant. He's not as bad as Putin. He's not as bad as Castro. There are a lot of people he's not as bad as, but he's the same. He's the same. It's one president, one party rule. That's what they want. Succession. From one to the next. No elections. No free and fair elections. Certainly not in Ukraine. And we're learning this. And how do you know that we, when I say we, conservatives are learning this, and it's a big chunk of the country. Let's just say 40% of the country is really conservative, like to the right, not moderate, just like you're conservative. I think that's about right. There's some moderates in there, and there's some independents and things like that. But I think 40% of this country, we're pretty much in lockstep with that. There's a baked-in 40% vote in everything of people that think like we do. We vary on some things. We you know, there's some moving parts. There's things that we disagree on, whether there should be a, you know, 12-week abortion law or no abortions at all. I mean, there's things we disagree on, the actual policy, but we're on the same side of it. Like, we all agree we shouldn't be spending a lot of money. That's conservatism. So here we've got this thing going on in Ukraine, and what do I see? What am I seeing on television? Have you seen these commercials? There is a website, and I've not gone to the website. No, I'm not going to go there. I've seen the commercials. I think I know what it is. It's called GOPforUkraine.com. That's GOPforUkraine.com. It is not affiliated with the Republican Party, the official Republican Party. GOPforUkraine.com. The 30-second commercial that I've seen has little snippets from the most Midwestern, conservative-looking, older white people you've ever seen. America stands for freedom, says one guy. The next one goes, Republicans have always stood for democracy. It's all about Republicans and Americans. There is not one person of color in the ad. It is all white people, and it does one of those things where it morphs into boxes, and it shows more and more people, and by the time it's done, there's like 36 people on screen in their little boxes that lead you to believe that all these people agree that we got to keep funding this war. Every single one of them is white. Stereotypically white GOP. I've never seen a commercial with all white people like that. Never. And this is the Democrats putting this out. This is not GOP. This is the liberals. They want to convince us, me, you, the people of this audience, conservatives, they want to convince us, because at the beginning, we all supported it. I supported it. I supported it strong the first 3 months. Couldn't believe it was still going on. Thought they were going to get steamrolled. Then my support, I became sort of apathetic to it all. And maybe about a year ago, I was like, this is stupid. What? Why are we spending all this money? What is this? When I learned that he was jailing his opponents, they were canceling elections, and that many people who live in the area that's occupied by Russia actually want to be Russians. And if we held a vote there, they might actually vote to join Russia. These are complicated issues, and they're none of our business. So our money does not belong there. It's all ridiculous. But this is unreal. GOPforUkraine.com. This is going to become a big issue in the election. And it is the Republicans' responsibility to educate the American people about what's really going on there. If we get another $24 billion, we're getting close to $150 billion in this war. That's insane. That's insane. We just shouldn't be doing this. It's ridiculous. And they know it. And they know that the country is starting to tire of this and say, wait, we have problems here. We're defending their border, but not ours. That's it. That's the message. We're spending $150 billion to defend their border, but won't defend our own. That's a simple message that most Americans can understand. But I was shocked at how dishonest and disingenuous and how awful these people are. So at the same time, they're trying to convince conservatives that the war is a good thing, and if you're a good Republican, you should support it. At the same time, they're reinforcing that we're all, these white people are all racist, because the outfit is called GOP for Ukraine.com, and their commercial looks racist. There is no doubt it's designed to look racist. It's a dual message commercial. Win support for the war by appealing to these old fogies that are white and they get off my lawn and all these people that the war is righteous. And at the same time, let's put something up that people think is the GOP and it looks racist. And I didn't even have to look up. I haven't looked it up. I don't have to look it up. I know the people that are funding this sort of stuff. They're liberal. And if they're anywhere near a Republican, they're near Mitt Romney or one of those. That's it. Who clearly is a leftist now and is not going to run for re-election in Utah, nor should he. It's a complete and utter scam, folks. They just do it at every single turn. KKHI is sponsored by Finch Knife Company, online at finchknifeco.com. Dr. Jeremy gave me a Finch knife yesterday, a beautiful Finch knife. He had a whole bunch of these made for his camp kids that they put the logos on and customize them. He's like, I want you to have one. I said, well, thank you. The dude also makes honey. He has honeybees and made honey and brought me a bottle of honey. It was too nice. And had me in the golf tournament. We had a great day. Just too nice. Thank you. Anyway, I've got now another Finch pocket knife. I love them. Spencer has sent me a couple from Finch Knife Co. The Cherry Bomb is my personal favorite, but this is a beauty that he gave me. There's just all kinds of different series of pocket knives at Finch Knife Co. You're going to love one. Carry it every day. Or get a half a dozen or so and collect them and set them out in cases. They're beautiful pieces of art. FinchKnifeCo.com or at Shields in Overland Park, the Bullet Hole in Mission, Teague Tractor in Belton. Doorbusters at bstock.net this week include the Sony X80K 65-inch for just $369. That's right, $369 for a Sony 65. Apple iPad, they're continuing the KKHI iPad code online at bstock.net, and you get an iPad for $299. There you go, $299. Use the code, you get $30 off that. There you go, $299 minus $30. The promo code is KKHI iPad at bstock.net. And the flash sale this week, Dell Latitude 5310, great computer. This is a beauty right here, okay? There's a promo code you'll need. It's only $539. Promo code's confusing, so you can just call them. You can just call B-Stock. But if you want this great Dell computer, you can get it for $539 with the promo code 73557. There you go. They got appliances, all kinds of good stuff. This week at bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. Dr. Bill Bush is your new dentist at North Kansas City Dental. It's about time for my checkup this fall. I'll be visiting Dr. Bush. He's an award-winning dentist. He speaks all over the country about high-tech dentistry. He's obviously dentist to Chiefs players. We've gone over this. We've seen all his pictures on his Facebook page with Mahomes and the coaches and everybody that comes in. If he's good enough for them, he's good enough for you. Why wouldn't you switch? I got a wonderful text with a photo from a former coworker who listens to the podcast and said, I've been trying to find a way to support your sponsors. And I did it. And he took a picture. He was in the lobby at North Kansas City Dental. Said, we've switched dentists here at my house, and it's all NKC Dental. I said, well, thank you very much. If you'd like to make an appointment with a great conservative dentist that loves sports, 816-471-2911 for Dr. Bill Bush and nkcdental.com. Oh, this is a beauty. Gavin Newsom did a sit-down interview over the weekend. And they started asking him, this is interesting. I almost led with this. This is definitely interesting enough to be lead material, because we often try to see the, you know, read the tea leaves and figure out what the Dems are up to. We've been watching over the last couple of weeks support wane for Kamala Harris as a vice presidential running mate. And the theory has been floated out there now. Of course, a lot of us still think that Joe Biden will not run. There's going to be a moment here in the next month or two where he backs out and says, I'm not doing it. And knows that he can pardon his son, walk away, and they'll all live happily ever after for their grift. And we all think that Gavin Newsom would be the guy that would win the primary at that point. Gavin Newsom is playing the company line now, but he's not just playing the company line. I feel like a deal has been struck, like something has happened. Gavin Newsom was so over the top in this interview, in his support for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, I feel like he has been guaranteed by Obama that he's the next guy. Like, you're just stand down, let's run this thing out, and you're our guy. You'll have everybody. You'll have all the money. All the money will support you, and you will slaughter the field in 2028. I feel like that. There is one other thing that could be happening. Behind the scenes, they could be telling him, we have a coup taking place, and it's Kamala that's going to step down, and you can run with Biden because you can push him across the finish line. And if he's elected, a year in, he'll step down and you'll become president. I promise you they're talking about this stuff. Listen to what Gavin Newsom said. I'm not going to play the clip. I'm just going to paraphrase here. He referred to the Biden presidency as a masterclass and the most successful president ever for getting things done. That they're teaching a masterclass on getting great things done in America. Libs love that term. They love the term masterclass. They love it. How do they get away with using it? And why don't we call them racists? Masterclass? Masterclass. How is that not offensive? Masterclass? What's the reference point on this? They love it. I mean, they use it all the time. It's not really in my jargon. I don't use it. I know it. I hear it. Every time I hear it, it's from somebody on the left. They love it. He's teaching a masterclass. You can see it in sports, too. In sports journalism, the writers, reporters, whatever that use the term, just if you hear that word, that's a liberal. We don't use the word. We don't use the term. I'm not really that comfortable using the term. What is masterclass? What exactly is that? Is that a class of people? That ain't good. That's really not what it is. A masterclass is, I guess, like a master's level course that you take. Because if you teach a masterclass, you're really smart. But that makes you the master, doesn't it? If you're in that class as a student, isn't the person teaching it the master? Huh? Are these the Dems that love this term? Have they not thought about any of this? Gavin Newsom loves it. He says Joe and Kamala are teaching a masterclass right now. And says, of course, Kamala should be on the ticket. We'll see. Something's going on. He's too over the top in support right now, so something's going on. At the very least, he's been promised next man up, and that would be a slam dunk. Oh, and they're busy as bees trying to win in 24. We better get on this because they're busy and they're good. George Soros, who has dual citizenship and one of those is American, and spends more money on Democrat and liberal policies and thinking than anyone in the world, and his son is going to take over because he's 90-something, and his son's as crazy left as he is, has teamed up with a Swiss billionaire. So a man in Switzerland and crazy George Soros have now purchased 23 newspapers in Maine in their attempt to flip the election. They will take these newspapers hard left over the next year. Some of them are in very small communities, but Maine is a state that can be won by the Democrats and handled, and they think that buying these newspapers is the way to do it. They've purchased 23 newspapers in one state to get those electoral votes for Democrats. It's ridiculous the lengths they'll go and the things that they will do. Really quite stunning. I used to like listening to a few songs by an artist named Maren Morris. She was a country singer. She has publicly announced that she's leaving country. And I would argue that country has left her. I don't remember the last time I heard one of her songs. She doesn't get played on radio anymore. She went crazy hard left, like wackadoodle left. And country music kind of left her because country music fans don't want to hear your music if you're like that. They don't. So she says, that music is for the oppressed. And so she's leaving country music because it's not for the oppressed. Country music is racist, homophobic, and misogynistic, the entire culture of it. She fights online with Brittany Aldean, who's Jason Aldean's wife, and calls Brittany Aldean Insurrection Barbie. Country music is, quote, a toxic weapon in a culture war, end quote, says Maren Morris. Really? What the hell is Taylor Swift? Because you just made the decision, like Taylor Swift, to leave country music and go over there, because that's where all the libs are. We're splitting them down the middle now. Taylor Swift left because she's a lib, hard left lib, indoctrinating young girls to hate men, feel disrespected, feel downtrodden, feel oppressed. That oppression's their favorite word. Taylor Swift wants girls to feel oppressed. She does. She wants them to, no, let me get this right. Taylor Swift is convincing girls they are oppressed, but if you do like me, you can escape that. That's what she's teaching young girls. You're oppressed from the start. Your life is horrible. You were born female. It's going to be awful, girls. It's terrible. But if you're as good and as smart as me, you can avoid it, and things will be better for you. Complete and total indoctrination of millions, and she could swing the election, Taylor Swift, depending on how active she gets. She can mobilize. There are millions of 17-year-old girls right now that will be voting for the first time that she can sway and get every single vote. And really, it would be about voter turnout in that category. If she gets voter turnout to rise in young females, 18 to 35, she can swing the election. Now Maren Morris is joining her, and it's all political. She says music is for the oppressed. Well, no. If country music is a toxic weapon in a culture war, what is your music about oppression? It seems like you want to sing and become a toxic weapon in a culture war. It's just your culture. It's just what you believe in. These people are dishonest. That really is the most disgusting thing about it, is their dishonesty. You call the other side the exact same thing you are. Maren Morris, I mean, this is mean. You're not supposed to call names. I'm not really calling a name, and this is me being a little bit of a bully, but I'll do it. She used to be kind of hot, and you'd be like, oh, wow, okay, Maren Morris. Now she's like injected all that crap into her lips, and she looks like a freaking duck. You know, like a Laura Ingraham, you know, like your mouth can't move. I'm so glad Laura Ingraham's show got moved. I haven't seen it since she moved. I don't have to watch her lips that are stuck like this and she can't talk and her smile is just frozen because these women jab all this stuff in themselves. Maren Morris looks like when I was a kid, there were a lot of cars and motorcycles that the exhaust pipes could be really hot, like several minutes after a car had stopped. We'd pull up on our bicycles or whatever, our friends in their car'd be up. We'd still be aware of the tailpipe. It would burn your leg. Maren Morris looks like she walked up and just put her lips up on a burning tailpipe, and it just smashed them back like pancakes and fried them. She looks gross. She's got a mean look to her now. She's an angry artist. Ooh, what's hotter than an angry artist making songs about oppression? Yeah! Bring me some of that, Maren Morris. Come on, you got this. Your career is, it's going places now. You get angry and ugly, and next thing you know, you're going to see selfies of her without her makeup on, waking up in the morning and say, beauty is only skin deep, or something like, you know, one of these little catchphrases they have about, don't hate yourself. Maren Morris isn't very pretty in the morning either. Oh, I can see it all. I can see it all. Maren Morris. Net worth of Dr. Fauci has ballooned to $11 million. He made at least $2.5 million of that during COVID. A lifelong government official in Washington, D.C. is worth $11 million. And that is when he left in 2022. So it's clearly worth more now. If it was 11 then, it's probably 14 now. I bet he's having a big year. With $250,000 speeches, not hard to rack up big time money. I bet he does symposiums for Pfizer, gets paid $500,000. Oh, there's money coming in everywhere. Fauci's net worth after the pandemic, $11 million. He was a government worker. And in Massachusetts, our final news item today, in Massachusetts, the governor has announced that anyone who works for a state agency in Massachusetts will no longer be allowed to use single plastic bottles for one use. So I had the quart-sized Dasani bottled water, and I liked the bottle. It was good doing the show. It felt right in my hand. Years ago, I had that thing, and I would refill it and refill it and refill it and use it over and over and over. So that's okay? If you use the plastic bottle twice, is that okay? If you get a bottle of water and then you add water to it, you're okay? Or is it only once is banned? These people build these rules that you can't possibly follow. So if you work for the state of Massachusetts now, basically they're telling you don't use any single-use plastic bottles. That's against the rules. I don't know what the punishment would be here. They haven't passed a law. This is the governor implementing this with workers at the state, and it's just too much. It's mind-boggling. They've told us all, we just recycle the bottles. We're okay. And now they say you can't use the bottles. I know what I can use. I can use tickets for less to go to the Chiefs game Sunday. The weather looks great. This ought to be a party, man. And it's a 3 o'clock game. Oh my God, what a great day to tailgate Sunday. Ticketsforless.com. The Bears, the Chiefs are going to pound the Bears. This is going to be fun. No fees ever added. Ticketsforless.com. Your promo code is KKHI. That's it. KKHI. You'll get between 5 and 15% off on parking, VIP passes, or tickets to the game Sunday. That's it. KKHI is your promo code. Better Business Bureau rated. It's a local company with nationwide service. They've ballooned since I've known them from 4 employees to 90. Oh, this is a great company, folks. You want Chiefs tickets for Sunday? Get the best seats or the exact seats you want. Or if you're taking a big group and you want to save money, sit in the rafters. They've got it all. Ticketsforless.com. 913-685-3322. Again, folks, any sponsor that we have, they're all listed at the KK list. That is thekklist.com. 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 They're all right there. And if a promo code applies with any patron, any sponsor we have, the promo code is always KKHI. Always. So it doesn't vary from there to, you know, MyPillow. MyPillow's KKHI. If you're buying something at MyPillow, use the promo code KKHI. It's going to save you money. It's going to support the podcast. So we greatly appreciate the promo codes are very important. And they're all the same. When we take somebody in and they say, we want a promo code, it's going to be KKHI. So ticketsforless.com or mypillow.com, KKHI is the way to go. And my buddy Daniel Hanks over at Earth Effects Outdoor, they're going to be coming by tomorrow. I've got a spring. I'm not good at adjusting the sprinkler heads. It takes a special key. I don't know how to do it. So I put some seed down. They've done some irrigation here and whatnot. I've got the seed down, so I've been watering. As I'm doing it, it's hitting the house more than the bushes where it's supposed to, and I don't know how to adjust that. That's a small deal, but they're going to come out and fix that for me. The reason I've noticed it's happening is it's shorting the circuit box there that powers our landscape lights in the front, so the lights aren't coming on. So it's created a bigger problem than just water hitting the house. But when they come out and adjust my sprinkler head, they'll be able to reset the landscape lights, and everything will be good to go. That Earth Effects Outdoor does jobs like that as well. You know, it doesn't have to be a giant outdoor kitchen or something, but they do it all. It's a great landscape company. Earth Effects Outdoor, anywhere in Kansas City. 816-478-7700. They've been in business over 25 years. Daniel's a great Christian. He goes on missions around the world. He travels a lot and helps other people. Just a great conservative, patriot American with a big heart and a very devout Christian. Earth Effects Outdoor, 816-478-7700. Outdoor.com. On to sports. Patrick Mahomes got a new contract. You know that. There's not a lot of things to put here. It's guaranteed. That's the big news. With escalators up to $218 million over 4 years, it makes him the highest paid player in the league again by year. The important thing that happened here to watch for is, and Mahomes, this is what Mahomes people would have wanted, is to go from 8 years to four. So clearly he could be a free agent in 4 years. And there may be a coaching hire within the next 4 years. Patrick Mahomes has put himself in position, and leverage is, it matters. Mahomes has put himself in position by age 32 to potentially become a free agent and or have really strong input into the next head coach. The 8-year deal would have never done all that for him. The 4-year deal does both. I'm not saying he intends to. I'm saying his agents are looking out for him. This could be an entirely different franchise in 4 years. Andy could be retired. Kelce, Jones, long gone. The weapons that came in to replace, not good. There could be all kinds of stuff going on in the next 4 years. And Mahomes' agents and people are saying, we got to get ourselves in a position to where you control your career. That you don't just become stuck in Kansas City and they move on to a hapless coach and a poor roster and all these other things. Leave open the possibility to go to another team and create the leverage to have input on who the next coach is. Patrick Mahomes will have major say in the next head coach. Andy Reid may have major say in that. It'd be really interesting to see how that works out going forward. That, to me, is the bigger issue of the restructuring of the contract. Deshaun Watson is the quarterback that I once upon a time thought the Chiefs, and I wasn't passionate about it. I was just like, hey, they got Patrick Mahomes. I said, great. Let's see how it works out. That's never worked out in Kansas City, by the way. Drafting a quarterback up here just doesn't work out. I said, great, we'll see what Mahomes does. He wasn't that great in college. Racked up some numbers, didn't beat anybody. Deshaun Watson over here, who the Chiefs passed on, I said, won a national title. And look at him playing in these big games on in front of millions of people in large crowds. And I thought that would have been the better choice. I was wildly wrong, admittedly. And it's easy to admit you're wrong when you're making sports predictions. Because if you could predict everything in sports, you'd be retired. You'd be so rich, you'd just have everything. I mean, you hit every game, beat every spread. You'd just be remarkable. So it can't be done. And we know that. But it very quickly was clear that Deshaun Watson is not Patrick Mahomes. That didn't take us 2 seconds to see. Brett Veach spotted that watching them play in college. Pretty darn good. Deshaun Watson's a train wreck. And he's paid almost as much as Patrick Mahomes. He's now the quarterback of the Browns. And on Monday night, in a wild Monday night football game, the Steelers beat the Browns. Deshaun Watson fumbled the ball for a touchdown for the Steelers. He threw an interception to get the thing rolling for a pick six. He had 2 personal fouls, and he pushed an official. If you didn't watch the game, this is your quarterback. And we sit here and we try to compare other quarterbacks, say, are they as good as Mahomes? We're not talking about the good moments. There's plenty of good moments with Deshaun Watson. He can scramble. He can run. He can get something. He can make a throw. Most quarterbacks can. Josh Allen's good moments are every bit as good as Patrick Mahomes. But it's the rest of the time that makes all the difference in the world. One more time. Pittsburgh's defense scored 2 touchdowns as a result of a Deshaun Watson fumble and a Deshaun Watson interception. He scored 14 for the other freaking team. He himself committed 2 personal fouls. How do quarterbacks commit personal fouls? He's just out there punking, and he pushed an official. That's a rough night, man. Deshaun Watson's a loser. I couldn't have been more wrong. He was such a winner in college. It was a program win. He was a fine player. They had a great team. My God, this guy's a train wreck. Oh, I love this. This is from Brandon, a listener. He sent this in to me. Everybody's talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. We talked about it. Dudes are out there on the golf course yesterday in this charity tournament talking about it, right? Jessica doesn't like it. I don't care for it. I don't know that they're dating. I don't know what's going on. Brandon's awesome. He started thinking one day, he says, Kevin, I had this idea. What if Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, when they break up, she writes a song? Because all of her songs are breakup songs. She's poured through men like nobody else. She can't keep a boyfriend because she's crazy, folks. All right? That's why she can't keep a boyfriend. She rolls through them pretty quickly normally, too. The last one was pretty long, I think maybe 3 years. But that's not the norm. So she writes songs after she breaks up with boys. And Brandon thought, well, I'll try to write a song. And then he goes, well, why the hell would I do that? Why don't I just go to ChatGPT and have them write a song? Here was the request to ChatGPT. Travis Kelce from the Chiefs, an amazing football player, tight end, podcast host, and bachelor, is secretly dating Taylor Swift. Can you please write me a song as Taylor Swift would write about her scorn for Travis if they broke up and she was sad? And ChatGPT did it. Here we go. In the bright stadium lights, we found our way. Travis, you caught my heart in the game we'd play. but secrets whispered in the locker room shade left me with a love that's starting to fade. Oh, Travis, you were my touchdown in the night, but now it seems our love's caught in a fight. I'll sing my heartache, let the world ignite this broken love we can't make right. You were the tight end I'd always adore. In your arms, I thought I'd found so much more, but the rumors and whispers were hard to ignore. They're tearing us apart, can't take it anymore. Oh, Travis, you were my touchdown in the night, but now it seems our love's caught in a fight. I'll sing my heartache, let the world ignite this broken love we can't make it right. I'll strum my guitar, let my feelings flow. The world will hear the story of our love's undertow. But deep down, Travis, you should know, I'll miss you even when my curtains close. You're the bachelor of my dreams, a star so bright, but in the spotlight, you can't always take flight. And though we tried, we couldn't make it right. I'll remember us through our sad goodnight. Oh, Travis, you were my touchdown in the night, but now it seems our love's caught in a fight. I'll sing my heartache, let the world ignite this broken love we can't make right. Now our love's a story told in the songs, a bittersweet melody where we both belong. Travis, goodbye. As the curtain falls so long, in the echoes of our love, I will carry on. Oh my God, I'm getting goosebumps. A computer wrote that? That's a Taylor Swift song now. Brandon, thank you so much for sending that in. Thank you. Y'all notice I have fun doing this podcast. I really enjoy doing this. I can't believe the wide variety of things that we can discuss here. And I can't thank you guys enough for listening, and ladies. It's just wonderful. Wonderful thing you're doing. Phil Mickelson put a long post on X yesterday. And this was about sports gambling. It said, please enjoy the football season with moderation. Because I, quote, crossed the line into addiction, unquote. Phil wrote that he has more damage to clean up in his personal life, that his enablers are no longer friends. He considered his friends enabled him. He's dumped a lot of those people from his life. He's made amends with his family. He wants people to stay in the moment and not be obsessed with betting on a sporting event. It is long what he posted. I'm not reading it. It's too long. If you want to see it, it's really quite remarkable. It is one giant letter of, wow, was I a complete mess up? Am I a disaster? And I'm still an addict. It's intense, man. Phil Mickelson talking about his gambling problem. Really intense. Great stuff from Phil. I've been a fan. He's human. He did write in there, my finances were never in peril. You know, and that really isn't a condition of having a problem. It's like saying if you have a drinking problem, well, I really haven't crashed my car and killed anybody yet, you know, or whatever. No, doesn't mean you don't have a problem. So same thing here. He didn't bankrupt himself, but that wasn't really the issue. The issue was, it sounds like from the letter, what he was saying was, when I wasn't golfing and I was around my family, I was too fixated on games I'd bet on. Like he was on his phone, he was watching games, he wasn't present. His whole letter is about being present in the moment with the ones you love. Put your phone down. Don't stare at the game. Yeah, you got a $50 bet on the Steelers on Monday Night Football? Great. You don't need to be watching that. You could check every few minutes. It's fine. But be present with the people around you is his message. I can only imagine with his personality and confidence and ego and all those things, what it was like on his weeks off or whatever during football season to be around him when games were on. I'm guessing it was a complete and utter obsession. Complete obsession. Wow. Really strong. You should go read it. The Royals have quietly won 5 out of 6 here toward the end of the year. They have 102 losses in holding right now. The record is 106. I think they're going to smash that. Got a couple weeks left to go here in the season. Does it make you happy or sad that they've won 5 out of 6? This Nelson Velasquez they traded for at the deadline now has 14 home runs, 11 since they traded for him at the deadline. Like he's hitting home runs at like a 30 home run pace. So they traded for a guy that could potentially be their home run leader and traded for a guy that's going to be their ace. It's Cole Reagans. They did that at the trade deadline? Wait, the Royals made trades and got real major league players that are performing? What? It doesn't make me happy or sad that they've won 5 out of 6, but I do get emails from folks that are like, sure, they're winning games now, when it didn't matter. The Royals. Our final is brought to you by Advantage Termite and Pest Control, online at AdvantageTPC.com. 913-768-8989. Residential, commercial, no job too big or too small. Big giant critters with claws and teeth or tiny little bugs. Advantage Termite and Pest Control is online at AdvantageTPC.com. Buck Roofing is online at rbuckroofing.com. Don't forget to get your free roof inspection before winter comes. Call 913-384-2680 for Buck Roofing. Sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. And don't forget, if you're in business where you need big dumpsters, disposals at your work site or for projects, Ron's now in the disposal business as well. That's buckdisposal.com. Buckdisposal.com. And Amini's at 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. This is Amini's. Game room, pinball, golden tee, pool tables, shuffleboard, hot tubs, saunas, rugs, bar stools. Everything you need for your man cave this winter is at Amini's. Just go in and dream a little bit. See what's out there. Maybe it just makes your quality of life a little bit better to love your home experience a little bit more. One location in Kansas City, in Overland Park, Amini's 105th and Metcalf. They're also in St. Louis, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City. They are online 24/7 at aminis.com. Our final is Rams coach Sean McVay. I was watching over at Tony's house, sitting out back on Sunday as the Rams were finishing up against the 49ers, and I had a wager. My wager was done like last minute or maybe even right after kickoff, and so I got the Rams at 9. I had the Rams plus 9.5. Most of the week, the line was plus 7.5. The 49ers were favored. And so we all looked at it. The Chiefs game was over. Like, okay, we're all in on that. We all like that bet. Let's take the Rams plus 9.5 is what I got. So maybe it had just started and the 49ers already had the ball or something. I don't know. Most people said it went off at 7.5 or 8. I got it 9.5. So I got a little extra points, but that it didn't really. Most games are 7 or 10, so it wasn't a big deal. The game is 30-20. The 49ers are ahead with 4 seconds to go, and Sean McVay's Rams are at the 25-yard line. He's got three options. The clock has stopped. He's out of timeouts. He can take a knee and end the game. He can't win. There's 4 seconds left. You're down 10. You can't win. Impossible. He could throw a Hail Mary and risk an injury. I can defend that and say, listen, I didn't do that. Or he could send his kicker out there and cover the spread for everybody in the stands. And Sean McVay ran his kicker out there and won money for every single fan in the stands at the Rams game. They lost 30-23 and covered the spread. And I said, clearly he knows the spread. He made a great decision here. That's the right, there are people that will criticize this and say the coaches shouldn't know or this is fixed or whatever. That's not fixed. He had no other way out. He had three choices. Take a knee, end the game. No fun. Throw a Hail Mary or crowd the end zone. Run the risk of a player getting hurt. We can't win. Again, you can't win the game. If the clock was running, he would have let it run out. But it was stopped at 4 seconds. Let's kick the field goal. There's going to be a whole bunch of Rams fans love me. Why wouldn't you? Don't tell me that he didn't know the line. He hasn't commented on it yet. I guarantee you he knew the line. That is awesome. That was my fit. We hear about bad beats all the time. That was my best win of the year. That was my best win of the year because I didn't expect it. And by the way, the Rams were covering almost all day. They had many chances to win that game. They're better than people think. And the 10-point deficit was not a reflection of that game. The Rams were really good. If they were going to lose, they deserved to cover. Because we were on the right side of that. My point is, we were on the right bet all day. So I don't feel like I stole one. It wasn't like they were down 30-10 and came back and lost 30-24 or something like that. It wasn't that. They had the thing. I'd almost counted it as a win at one point. Thought, there it is. We've got this one. But no, didn't have this one until I did. Winner, winner. Awesome stuff. Hope you enjoyed it. I really thank you very much for listening to KKHI. And we will do it again tomorrow. We'll have a patron podcast on this Tuesday. If you'd like to get signed up, just go to kkhasissues.com. Click on Become a Patron. Use your computer or your tablet or something like that. It's much easier than trying to sign up on your phone. And become a patron today at kkhasissues.com.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. to get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.